Glenn, great win. How big a win is that, having had three games in a week?
Yeah, that's the big thing. We got the points in a local derby in our third game in a week, but we didn't do it very well. It was always going to be tough energy-wise, but our completion rate and the way we played was pretty poor, but we got the 2 points, and I think that shows the character within the squad that we can dig deep and still grind out wins even when we're not at our best.
You had to do a lot of defending at times, and to be fair, the lads made it look quite easy, didn't they?
We work hard for each other. That's what we're about as a squad. We're not a set of superstars. We don't spend millions of dollars to put the squad together. We're just honest and now we've got each other's backs, and as you say, I think there was a point there we had 5 sets in a row. We had to defend, and we did, and then we were able to get up the other end of the field and get some points on the board, and I think that shows a good quality within a group, and we're travelling okay. As I say, body's injured, a few down. We should be getting a few more back in the next couple of weeks, hopefully we can kick on and play some good rugby and keep ticking off the points.
It always seemed a game like this was going to be tight. It was going to be decided by either a bit of skill or a bit of luck. You had probably both. Seymour's kick at support, yeah. But then so Dalton Grant's finish was top there, class.
Yeah, I said it was a blessing in disguise, really, going for that, missing the two, but yeah, that finish was a world class finish. You see him in the NRL and since Super League, and they're talking about finishes like that. Well, that would match them. As I said, we've got players who work hard to be able to do things like that, and then to get a field goal at the end when we needed to was smart rugby, and they were able to do what I asked of them. So yeah, I'm happy coach.
Good stuff. Looking at it, the concept, happy to be a part of it with Jews. Obviously, you come in and got a win, and you've shown yourself to a wider audience.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of a disappointing thing that we couldn't perform better on the TV than what we did. But I think it's a great concept. It was a tight game. The neutral fans there cheering on would have enjoyed it. That's what you want to see, tight rugby games, a bit of excitement, and hopefully we've added to be able to promote the concept a bit, and hopefully there's a couple more good games on this afternoon.
You keep talking about making the top, well, being in the top six, but it's another win. It gets you back right in the mix for the top four again, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, our goal was to get top six, and I think today, if we're in fourth again, with Featherston to play today, so they could jump back over the top of us. But it's in reach. Got a couple of games in these next couple of good teams below us that we've got to make sure we're up for, and keep getting them, keep getting those points, keep ticking the wins off. And we're not gonna lie down and let someone else take it. We're gonna fight all the way.
Has it been a difficult week for you? Obviously, there's been the reported interest from Wakefield, one of your former teams. Has it been a tough week for you, a distraction?
Oh, no, I'm professional enough to just concentrate on the job at hand, and the job at hand was to get us ready and prepared to win the game today. Obviously, yeah, boys are talking and people are talking, but yeah, we're a good group. We're really enjoying ourselves, and we're coming along. We're coming along well from when I took over, and on and off the field, I think Dewsbury's in a good place. So hopefully we can keep ticking on, as I said, keep the squad together, and get as high as we can for the club in the area.
You've invested a lot of your own time and effort into Dewsbury now, haven't you? It's not going to be easy for you to walk away. Would it be a tough decision if Dewsbury had said, look, you can talk to them? Would you be put in a hard place yourself there, do you feel?
Well, of course, I want to. As a player, I wanted to play at the highest level I could, and as a coach, I want to get there as well. And I've got to make sure you do it at the right time, and it's the right decision. Obviously, Wakefield have been captain there before, and I love the club, but I've also got some loyalty to Dewsbury and to the players, and it's like a family that we've developed there, and it definitely would be hard to try and walk away. So I'm happy where we are at, and the future of what we're trying to build.